Hey guys, it's Mistress M here. Welcome to another podcast of Femdom Lust. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I hope you had a great Mother's Day and got to relax and just do something that you enjoy doing with you and your kids. On this episode of Femdom Lust, we're going to be talking about my kinks, my likes, and my dislikes. Unfortunately, this episode is going to be just me and not my sissy, because my sissy has been working all weekend long, really long hours, so we just haven't had the time to record together. But I still want to get some of my info out there and, you know, a little bit more about me. So the listeners who have listened, thank you for listening to our very first episode. I greatly appreciate it, and I hope that you continue to come back for more. I mean, I know we're just getting started out and things are going to be a little bit bumpy here and there, but I hope that our content is something that you can enjoy, something that you find useful, and I hope that it dives you a little bit deeper into the femdom lifestyle. The beginning of the episode, or I should say last episode, was just more an introduction to us, and I'm still going to continue to introduce myself slowly and my sissy slowly, but over time, we would also like to dive into more informative topics that is not just my likes and desires or my sissy's likes and desires. It's more informative, or it covers broad topics that everyone from BDSM lifestyle would really enjoy and benefit from. I have an email address. It's femdomlust@gmail.com that I would like, you know, anybody who has any questions, or maybe they have a topic that they would like us to cover, they can email me there. Like I said, it's femdomlust@gmail.com. So don't be afraid to reach out if there's something that, you know, you want us to answer or, you know, talk about, because we are definitely open to ideas and topics, and we want to know what our listeners are interested in. What do you guys want to hear from us, you know? So I talked a little bit about this in my last episode, and I wanted to bring it up again today. I don't want to dive too deep into it just yet, because I would honestly like to make an episode just purely on this itself, because I just think there's so much content that can go into it and it would make a really awesome episode. But one of my kinks, turn-ons, pleasures, something that I really like about our relationship, or that could be introduced into your relationship, is a chastity device. I think they're just such a great tool to add to your lifestyle that can just take your relationship to a whole nother level. For those of you who don't know, but I'm sure you probably know, a chastity cage or a chastity device is a cage that goes around, you know, your submissive's penis, and you lock it up and you have complete control over when they get to get out of this cage. This can be a great tool, like I said before, because in order for your submissive to come out of their cage, you have to give them the okay. You have to either unlock them or, you know, give them permission to unlock themselves. Usually the mistress will hold on to the key. They'll either lock it up or they'll wear it on like a necklace or an anklet. They'll have possession of the key, and the submissive won't, ideally. And if that submissive wants to come out of that cage, they're going to try really hard to please their mistress in order to get out of their cage. And that works like amazing benefits for you, because you have all the power. You know, if I'm not getting pleased, then there's no reason for me to let you out of that cage. And some people might think, you know, that's kind of torturous, but let's be honest here, that's kind of what BDSM is in a way as well. And submissives, not all submissives like are into this, but most submissives are, and they're okay with it. This is all something that they want to do. They actually like it. It can be a turn on for them because they are giving away their control to their mistress. They have to prove themselves to their mistress in order to get some type of pleasure. That kind of power and control is sexy to them. It's a turn on. It's erotic. It's something that they've probably never really experienced in their life before. So to have somebody have control over them like this is actually a really big turn on for them. And it's also a turn on for me too, because like I said, I have control. I know that if they don't behave, if they don't listen like I want them to listen, if they can't please me first, like I want to be pleased, then they're not going to get out of that cage. They're not going to get a release. And the more they know that, the harder they're going to try to please you. And not only that, in some type of way, it's another form of humiliation to be not man enough to be able to have his tiny little penis out. It has to be in a pathetic little cage. That's also a turn on for them. They like the fact that their penis is tiny and pathetic and it has to be in a cage and they can't please you until, you know, you get off, and once you get off, then you're pleased, and maybe, just maybe if they're lucky, they can get their release as well. Not only that, there is also a lot of fun things you can do. And fun things, I mean, you can try to have them reach an orgasm with their cage still on, which is quite an interesting dynamic as well. For example, you know, obviously with the cage on, you can't really do a lot of penis stimulation, but what you can do is maybe some anal play. There's something called milking. I don't know if any of my listeners have heard of it, but basically it's when their penis is in a chastity device. It doesn't have to be in a chastity device, but it's easier if it isn't one because they can't get an erection. The mistress will have them get in a comfortable position, either on their fours or laying down, and the mistress will stick her fingers inside her sissy's butt, and she will find the prostate of her sissy and start massaging the prostate. And if she massages it enough and hard enough, cum will start leaking out of the sissy. And it's not orgasmic. They don't feel like an orgasm. It's just their prostate just gets full after, you know, you're rubbing it and stimulating it, kind of, and they just start to leak. And they love it because they think in their mind, you know, they're not good enough to come the real way. They're not good enough to have a real orgasm. They're so pathetic that they have to stay in this cage and they have to just leak out as their mistress is massaging their prostate. It's just so different than anything I've ever done before. But I think it's something that everyone should give a shot, especially if you're into chastity cages, because it's almost like a release, but not really. So the sissy gets like some form of pleasure out of it, but it's not like a full-blown orgasm. I think the pleasure more comes from you're paying attention to them, you're making them come, but it's not like a real orgasm. It's very hard to explain. It's just one of those things you have to try in order to really know what I'm talking about. So that's another thing that I kind of like. Another kink or like for me would probably have to be, I really just enjoy servitude. I love when I'm able to ask my sissy to do something for me and it's immediate, just, yes, mistress, I'll go do that for you. Just that knowing that somebody is so willing to please me like that is just amazing. Not only that, I think when your sissy knows that he's doing a good job and he's really pleasing you, he's going to try harder because he wants to get his release. He likes to see you being pleased. That's part of his role as a submissive, to please his mistress. I love knowing that, you know, I'm strong and I'm powerful, and my sissy lets me have the role, like the strong, powerful role in the relationship, but he's still there for me when I need him. When I need him to do something for me, he'll do it. He likes it. I like when somebody can, you know, wait on me hand and foot if I wanted them to. Now, I don't necessarily want that all the time, but every once in a while, it's nice to get pampered and treated like a queen, and submissives are perfect for that. And I think, you know, a lot of women lack out on this lifestyle, and, you know, most women don't really even know about it, but not even just women, men too, but I don't think women fully, you know, understand what men are actually willing to do for women. And I also believe that men who understand, you know, making your woman happy, whether it be doing something extra for her or, you know, making sure she's pleased in bed all the time, or, you know, just putting her needs on a higher pedestal than what typically would happen, makes for a happier, more satisfying relationship. Because not only is the mistress's needs being met, the sissy's needs are being met too. In an odd way that most people wouldn't maybe fully understand, but they are being met because they enjoy this lifestyle. So it's just a really interesting dynamic. Most vanilla couples or people don't really understand it. But once you try it, it's just different. And the different can kind of be, you know, a nice change. And you can really start to get used to, you know, just the mistress lifestyle and the sissy lifestyle or submissive lifestyle, you know. Another like that I really love about our lifestyle has to be hands down being pleased. My submissive or sissy makes sure that I am pleased way before he is. And by this, I mean specifically in bed. Before, when I was in a bunch of vanilla relationships, my needs sexually were not being met. Here and there, maybe I would have an orgasm if I really tried to have one. And by me really trying, I mean, you know, my own clit stimulation or whatever. But when I'm in this relationship or just, you know, this lifestyle, These submissives are just so much more willing to make sure that you get your orgasm, you reach your climax. They love seeing you reach your climax. They're not just thinking of themselves, they're thinking about you and you getting pleasure. Because if you get pleasure, they know that they're going to get pleasure too. It's not just a typical vanilla sex life where the man doesn't need to worry about you getting pleasure because he can still get his pleasure. But in this type of relationship or world or sex life, the mistress would get pleasured first and then the submissive or the sissy would get pleasured. So it's definitely a little bit different, but I think it works in both favors. Because how many women out there are in vanilla relationships and their needs sexually aren't being met? And they're not ballsy enough to stick up and for themselves and, you know, say, hey, you know, you get an orgasm every time we have sex. Where's my orgasm? Well, being a mistress, you don't have to worry about that. You really don't, because you know your submissive is going to please you first. They're going to please you first to make sure that they get their release. You being pleased, you being served, is their number one goal. And a lot of this can also stem deeper than just sexual, right? How good does it feel to please somebody else? How good does it feel to give a gift to somebody else? How good does it feel to see somebody else happy because of you? I mean, that alone right there is worth it. And I think that's also another little high that they can get off of it, is these guys who are willing to be submissives, they just, in general, like, that's their personality. They like to, they're givers, you know, and they like to see their woman or their mistress, pleased, happy. You know, it makes them feel good inside. So I think that's a super positive aspect about these relationships as well. Something that I have also been interested in as well, and I have done here and there, I don't do it too often, but I'm also into punishment. I'm not somebody who's into hardcore abuse punishment or pain, or I'm not really into inflicting serious pain onto people. However, I do think a little sting here and there would never hurt anybody. I actually have a paddle, and I have used it, I think, maybe once. It's definitely something I want to get into more of, is more punishment. My sissy did something that I didn't like and I wasn't a fan of. So I told him to get on the bed, and I, you know, took the paddle and did what I needed to do. I spanked him very hard with this paddle. It was not pleasurable for him. But after I did it, I think that I really got my point across. And I think he understood, you know, hey, she kind of means business. And that power high, in a sense, was something that I never experienced before. I remember I was kind of taken back by it a little, because how often in your life do you get to just willingly hit somebody with I don't, a paddle or just, I mean, it's consensual, of course. They're okay with doing this. But it was just such a different experience. And after I was done, I just remembered feeling like I was heard, I was understood. And my submissive knew I meant business. Now, I haven't really done this a lot, really at all. And I think it's something that I definitely want to get more in the habit of because, like I said, it will, anything my sissy does that I don't particularly like, he'll understand that you do this, this is going to happen. I just think it's kind of sexy and powerful to have a man get on his knees and you show him who's boss. So, and also, there's other forms of punishment that I want to dive into. I haven't really figured out what I wanted to do just yet. I know that I'm into, you know, orgasm denial, where I, you know, they want to come and they just can't, or, you know, make the sissy wear the chastity cage for longer and not let them come right away. That's also something I've done and something that I'm into. Other things that I have thought about trying in the future or getting more in tune with is more bondage play, like wrapping, tying up, blindfolding, just more of that kind of stuff. Maybe some of the stuff that you would see on 50 Shades of Grey. Yes, I know 50 Shades of Grey is kind of when it comes to what real BDSM relationships are like, but just more of like the rope play and tying up, the little more exotic stuff that way. I definitely want to try some of that stuff as well. Now I kind of want to talk about the stuff that I'm not really into, and no hate if you're into this because your kink is your kink and that's perfectly fine. I'm not really into anything that's super painful, that's going to make you bleed. I don't want to make anybody bleed. That's not my goal, you know. If somebody really wanted me to, I might try it out, but I can guarantee you I probably wouldn't like it. That's just not me. I don't want to inflict that much pain on somebody to where I break skin. Another thing that I'm not into really is any kind of peeing or pooping. I know there's some people who like to pee on people, like for humiliation. To me, I feel like, not that there's anything wrong with it. The poop one might, but definitely be a no, it would definitely be really gross. That's just something I wouldn't even want to deal with the mess. Same thing with peeing. I wouldn't even want to deal with the mess, but I just don't want to pee on anybody. I don't know. I just think, you know, that stuff should just stay in the toilet. I don't want to pee on anybody. That's not really my thing. Another thing that I'm not really into is the pet play. I know there's people who like to be like little puppies or kitties, and you know, I definitely think it's interesting and unique, and I definitely think it's perfect for some people, but I don't know. I don't really want to think of me being with a puppy. I more so want to be with, you know, another like-minded human that is not trying to be a pet per se, but more so just, you know, a willing, pleasing man. Another thing that I'm not into is the baby. I don't know. I know there's people who like to be like little brats or whatever, I mean, and have like a daddy brat Like, that to me could be fun. And it's just, like I said, I have such a dominant personality that that wouldn't work for me. But specifically, like, the baby, the ones that I don't know how to really say it because I don't really know much about it, to be honest. But, you know, where you would wear a diaper and you would be treated kind of like a baby. I know that's a kink for some people, but it's definitely not a kink for me. But like I said, if you're into that, totally fine. You can be into whatever you want. Just because your kink is not my kink doesn't mean there's anything wrong with it. I mean, some people might not be into dominant women. Some people like submissive women, and that's fine. And some people might not like submissive men. Maybe they want dominant men. Or they like submissive men, but they don't like men who are sissies. So it's perfectly fine, but those are just the few things that I can think of right now that I'm just not particularly into. Some other things that I'm not really interested in is, I know there's such thing as like needle play or knife play, but I'm just not into that. Like I said before, anything that causes like a really good amount of pain or blood, that is just not my cup of tea. Something else that I would be really interested in trying though would probably have to be like some type of wax play. I really want to try more sensual things, things that really make you focus on the body and feel things. Maybe some play with, you know, ice cubes or feathers, just light touching of the body. I really love like any type of nipple play. Nipples are super sensitive and I just think it feels extremely amazing. So I couldn't even imagine like an ice cube or wax. I just like the, just a feeling, the sensation of it. That's something that I definitely think I'm going to try. Another thing that I'm not really into that kind of goes along with pet play is pony play. I know that there's some people who like to be ponies, and that's not really my thing either. I think that I shared a pretty good list with you guys about, you know, what I like, what I don't like. If you guys come up with any more like kinks or whatever, and you guys are interested to see if I like it or not that I'm not mentioning, send me an email, or depending on what platform you're using, leave a comment, leave a message. I definitely want to hear your guys' input. What are you guys interested in, you know? I want to hear about what you're interested in too. And like I said before, if any of the stuff I said I don't like is your kink, that is totally fine. You do not have to like what I like. That's just my preference. Well, guys, thanks for tuning in to Femme Dom Lust. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and please don't forget to tune in next week.